from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Michael Thurmond, age 52 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is April 20th, 1961. I actually loved living on the north side. I had a very, very good life living on the north side. I'd never trade it in. A lot of sports, a lot of good people, positive environments, positive role models. I grew up in Northview Heights on Penforth Street. With Northview, it was a lot of families, a strong community of families, reoccurring generations, so you knew everybody. You went to school with the same people. At some point, you worked with the same people. You played ball with the same people. You were in class with the same people. In the 70s, Northview Heights was a state-of-the-art school in the city of Pittsburgh. So they had a lot of new equipment. A lot of the teachers were smart, young, dynamic. They were innovative. They were in tune with the students. They took a lot of time with you to make sure you learned. They were positive role models. They were very patient. It went very well growing up on the north side in the Northview Heights. Something that was common with a lot of people, because we were all of the same income situation with being on welfare. So we were a little compromised there. You weren't able to have some of the best clothes or the best things, but my mother made sure I had the best that we could have. What we didn't have materially, we had on decency, morality, honesty, respectability, all those important things that make a person a good person. And I thank my mother for that and my brothers and other friends around us. My mother was probably the strongest, because my dad died when I was 11. So she raised us by herself. So she was a mother and a father, and her focus on the more important things in life. And like I said, about decency and character and responsibility, reliability, honesty, respect, dignity, all the important things of life, integrity, which you need to be. And her life was pretty much Bible-based, which gave us that structure to be decent people. My dad, he told us when we were younger, he said, never start something that you're not going to finish. If you start it, finish it. And he could fix any car, and he stayed with it till he got it done, which showed me an attitude of stick-to-itiveness. My nickname in school was the professor, so they used to make fun of me. So back then, when being a nerd wasn't as popular now with computers, I was smart, but I was still athletic. I was kind of called a cool nerd, but people made fun of me. But I didn't let that stop me from applying myself in education and doing well and putting my focus on, because education was the ticket to success. Once you receive the knowledge, it can never be taken away from you. You may not get the job, you may not get the money, you may not get the prestige, but the knowledge is priceless. It is the building block for anywhere you want to go, is having knowledge. Go to school, apply yourself, never take school for granted. Because it's free and because it's a city school doesn't mean that it has less value. Just about anything you want to go into in life, in vocation and training after school, starts in high school. Never devalue school. Never devalue books. Live in those books. Education is priceless. Apply yourself. Be a nerd. Be intelligent. Let school be your vehicle to take you where you want to go. Don't ever let anybody make you feel like school's a waste of time. And continue your education. I still go to school. I've been out of high school since 1979, 30-some years. I still go to school. Different licenses I got to re-up, recertifications, new information come out, new training, new laws, new requirements. I still go back to school. Got into the Plumbers Local Union number 27 when I was 18 years old. I graduated in June, November 5th of 1979. I started my plumbing apprenticeship, and I did four-year apprenticeship, which is almost like college, to go to school to become a licensed journeyman plumber. Then I went back to school 10 years later, and I got my master's, and I'm a registered master plumber, which is the highest level you can go in the plumbing field. I picked a field that everybody needed and nobody wanted to do. So nobody wants to play with someone else's toilet, but everybody needs a plumber. So I figured I'd go into something that would always be around. In Allegheny County, there's X amount of registered master plumbers. There's 1,300 Caucasian registered master plumbers. There's only 40 African-American registered master plumbers in Allegheny County. I had good people around me that helped you to focus on what you needed to be successful. A lot of it was confidence in yourself and not let your skin color be an obstruction to being successful. One of my strongest and best influences was Mr. Biggs, who was our principal. And he taught us that no matter where you are, no matter what you do in life, to remember that you are somebody. So that's with or without money, with or without fame, with or without prestige. You as a person, you are somebody. And build on that and the confidence and then learn and then move from there.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Deshaun Banks and Sariq Frazier. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.